Oh, hi, Daddy. It's nighttime now, and the kiddies are all asleep, and I just hung up the phone. I called Phyllis. I thought I'd splurge a couple dollars because I haven't, I've only called her one other time since, well, the year that you've been gone. And she's going in sometime this week to have her baby, and she just went into the doctor today, and they are expecting trouble, probably a complete flush out of the baby. And she said it doesn't look good, but she's hoping naturally for the best. So she may be going into the hospital this weekend, so I'm glad I called her, and we had a real nice visit. And I had to tell her you were a hero. I had to just get that right in there. And we talked about her chapel, and she said she really is real happy with it. And it's real nice. It turned out real well. And her kids are fine, and the weather in California is nice. That's cold in Seattle today. It is bitter cold. It's about 27, which doesn't sound bad, but in this this dampness in the air, this cold goes right through you. I've got this heater just blasting, and I'm standing in front of it right now. The kids are all bundled up in their bed, and that's another thing that worries me. You're coming out of that heat into this cold, and it's going to be a real shock for you, Daddy. I just hope I can keep my daddy from getting a cold. Another thing Phyllis said, if we should go to Georgia by way of the southern route, which is your best bet in the winter. And I sent away to Standard Oil for a good direct route to Fort Benning from Seattle. And they have returned the maps, which takes us directly from here to there. And on the maps, they show danger areas where the road's under construction, etc., and so forth. And all I asked them for was the best route in the winter. And they showed this route going straight from Seattle down through to California and cutting off before Los Angeles and then straight over. And this, they said, to take their word. They have been doing this for years, etc., and so forth and so on. So Phyllis said, if we do go through California, definitely, definitely stop. Not only would it save us $20 in a motel room, but she'd love to see us before we go to Georgia, so far away. So I told her we might just do that. Of course, I had been making all these